After weeks of closed-door negotiations, Governor Andrew Cuomo and legislative leaders announced late this past Wednesday night that they reached an agreement on a 2013-14 state budget. But despite the deal, details on specific proposals continue to be hammered out through Thursday, with lawmakers scheduling a session to pass budget bills today, missing their self-imposed deadline of March 21st, but before the legal deadline of April 1st. Joining us now live from the state capitol is WAMC's capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt, who's covering today's proceedings. And Karen, thanks for joining us. And since they missed the Thursday deadline, what was the point of today, of getting together on a Sunday?
Sure thing. And I don't usually get to be on a Sunday with you. Usually I'm at home listening to you.
Well, you know, it's good to have you live and in color here. Thanks.
Yeah, I know. It's fun. You know, as you were just saying, despite the last Wednesday, the big announcement that they had an agreement, though they did qualify it a little, saying it was a conceptual agreement. Right now, some of it is still a conceptual agreement, despite the fact that the Senate is doing at 3 p.m. today. Some key details are still not worked out. They were hoping by now to have had the bills printed in time to vote on, and several non-controversial budget bills have already been printed, but they still, as far as I know, they haven't done education, which includes school aid, they haven't done the health part of the budget, and they haven't done the revenue bill, and that was the part that they were taking a lot of credit for last Wednesday. It included the phase-in of the minimum wage to go to $9 in 2016, and these tax cuts, $300 million in business tax cuts, $350 million in tax cuts to the middle class, specifically middle class families. If you have a child up to the age of 18, you'll get $350 back in 2014. To pay for that, they were going to extend the millionaire's tax another couple of years, the income tax surcharge, and extend a utility tax that businesses and consumers pay. Now, they still have that agreement in concept, but they don't right now have the language written or the bills written. There's many details left. And, you know, even though April 1st isn't until next Monday with the holidays, it's getting kind of late.
What was the point of them putting that artificial deadline of last Thursday together? Was it just to, like, kick them and get them going?
I think so. They often do that, and then the budget deal falls apart two and three times afterwards. Also, the governor that day was getting a little bit of backlash because it looked like they were going to have to roll back part of New York's strictest in the nation gun control law. They were having a problem with the ban on the 10-bullet magazines. So some of the belief is that that was becoming a big story as the day went on. And so to have a budget agreement by the end of the day, they could kind of quell that story and people would focus on the budget agreement. And it's still accurate. I mean, in concept, they have agreed to all of these things, but they don't have the details, and concept isn't going to help in getting it done by the deadline. They need to have bills written. And one thing I should mention is Governor Cuomo is not going to do the emergency messages of necessity, because ordinarily they could agree on a budget, have it passed, you know, within hours as soon as it's printed. But the governor says he wants to abide by the books this time, have the 3-day aging period. So say if a bill is printed today, you couldn't vote for it until, say, Wednesday. So that's another thing that's holding things up.
What about the assembly? They were supposed to be in today, and then they announced they won't be coming back until, I believe, it's this coming Thursday. Is that going to just continue to slow things down?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think the Senate thought the assembly was coming back with them, and then late yesterday, Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver decided not till Thursday. I guess he figured the bills weren't done. Passover starts Monday night. A lot of people celebrate Passover. And he just couldn't have the members there for it, because that's what we're running into, is Passover and Easter are happening right smack in the middle of when they'd ordinarily be doing the budget. So, but that, I wonder if that doesn't put the deals off, because that means that in order for them to vote Thursday, they don't really have to agree on the final details until tomorrow night, if I have my timing right. And, you know, they never want to agree on anything unless they have to. It's better to bargain to the last moment.
Is anyone emerging from these negotiations as a particular, you know, a power player? I'm thinking of the independent Democrats in the Senate now, who are really becoming power brokers. Are they playing a big part?
Well, you know, actually, that's worked pretty well. The independent Democrats, of course, have gotten together with the Senate Republicans, and they rule the Senate. I don't think there would be a minimum wage increase if it weren't for the independent Democrats. However, it is a three-year phase, and so they're getting some criticism for that, especially the rest of the Senate Democrats, who are the minority party. Say, if we had just gotten together with you five independent Democrats, we'd have the $9 an hour, you know, next week. But I'm not sure it would have been in the budget if they hadn't been in the room playing with that. And they seem to have worked well together, the independent Democrats and the Senate Republicans, at least publicly. If they're having any fights behind the scenes, they're keeping them well to themselves. And that has not really been a holdup in the budget at all. What held it up is Governor Cuomo at the last moment wanted to get some other things in, like the gun control provision that we mentioned. He also wanted to put decriminalizing small amounts of marijuana, public possession of small amounts of marijuana, but then he gave up on those last Wednesday.
So what is the feeling around the Capitol? You've been there a while. You kind of can read the tea leaves. Are we going to have an on-time budget?
Well, I think we have to, even if it means working through the Easter holidays. The Senate was ready to work through Passover, but now have decided not to because the bills aren't ready. Yes, I think they will. I think that there may be Thursday and Friday sessions of next week because they still do have a week before it's due. So I think they will, but it's certainly going to be some crazy scheduling because of all the holidays.
All right. We'll be looking forward to hearing your reports during the week. Thanks, Karen.
Thank you.